Kevin Callahan and Hugh Daniels, the emergency managers for the county and Park City, respectively, told KPCW it's important to have infrastructure in place, to have warning systems through entities like the National Weather Service, and have citizens educated on what they will do in a calamity. But as Daniels noted, even with the best plans, they likely could not have handled a disaster like Boulder's, where a lot of rain dumped on an area in a short period of time.
That's a monumental task that's going to go on for years to recover and go back and mitigate a lot of that. You know, we do the best we can to make sure that we have the least amount of damage as possible. Both Kevin and I work all the time on preparedness projects and mitigation projects so that we don't have those things happen. We work with our engineers in the city and our public works groups to make sure that those waterways are clear and are in the best shape they can be. But when you get, you know, a dozen inches of rain in a really short period of time over a couple of days, I don't think anybody can completely prepare for that.
The county's most recent serious flooding occurred on the Weber in 2010 and 2011. Kevin Callahan said they saw a very strange weather pattern in 2010.
We had snowpack about 60 to 70% of normal. We'd had a long, cool spring. And then in June, we had 3 days of warm weather, and everything melted at once. And it was probably in the range. The volumes overall were not that great. It was just concentrated, just like in Boulder, in a very short period of time.
He said they took some remedial measures on the Weber River following that flooding.
We were very fortunate to be able to get funding from the Natural Resource Conservation Service, which is an arm of the U.S. government. They have an emergency watershed program. And what we did is worked with property owners up and down the Weber River, and we did 24 projects valued at about $3 million that helped to rebuild the banks and reinforce them to the point that they would be able to handle significant volumes of water. So the channel is in good shape. It's going to require annual maintenance, you know, just like anything else. Debris falls in the river, and it will clog up the narrow points in the river, so we have to keep working on that. But that kind of gave us a bit of a buffer in the event of most events.
In Park City, Daniels noted that the areas they watch are the local creeks, such as Poison Creek, also known as Silver Creek, and also McLeod Creek.
But they're funneled down relatively narrow, and we built around them. Park City's had some floods over the last, you know, 30 years that I've been here. Also in 2011, we had about $500,000 worth of damage, mostly up on Royal Street where we lost part of one lane up there. In these last heavy rainstorm periods, we get out with our public works crews and we clean out to make sure that the debris is out of the way so it doesn't bunch up and push water up and out of the banks. During off hours, the police department goes and checks at the areas, and we kind of know where our problem areas are. You know, we've had some flooding up in Daly Canyon. We've had some down where it goes across Bonanza, now goes underneath the big culvert underneath there, and we have a big catch basin there. And there's a few places actually out on Silver Creek through Prospector that we keep an eye on.
Callahan and Daniels said residents are often caught off guard by catastrophes. The important thing is for homeowners to know what they will do and what they will take if they have to leave their homes.
Yeah, I think we've seen that in Boulder as well, is you need to think ahead of time for your family to be prepared on what you're going to take, what you're going to throw in the car, and how to get out of there quickly. Because we don't have a lot of time, both in a fire or in a flood, to be trying to decide, you know, which of your grandmother's shawls you're going to take and which pictures you're going to take off the wall. And that you have a communications plan with your family, that you have your cell phone registered with reverse 911 for the city or code red for the county, that you've put all that together and talked to your family about where you're going to get back together, you know, who's going to be your contact point for your phone, knowing your neighborhood and the roads around you, how to get out of places.
Emergency managers Hugh Daniels for Park City and Kevin Callahan for Summit County. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.